Mr. Dobson, reel 5. And we're just talking about getting back to Borden when you were first in the DLI. Were you in any particular company platoon at this particular time? You hadn't been.
No, never in. Just like holding company. That's what we're in. Just
and what kind of things filled your day and whilst you were waiting to go to? So as you say, you were more or less waiting.
Yeah.
There wasn't any particular training going on at this time.
I remember doing cleaning up and all that, sweeping and that, just for the training. But besides that, it was just a matter of me.
And how long do you think you were?
I'll stay 3 days at the most, I think.
And what did you think about going to Berlin?
I was a really little fool, yeah. Didn't really been anywhere, you know. 1951, never been anywhere, you know. Sorry. Couldn't do it for
you. Were there any... Did any briefings or take place? Were you told what to expect?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly, but I think we were. We got there, you know, about Berlin, the barracks and that, the barracks, next to the Spandau prison and all that. I think we were told a lot about the life before it went. In fact, I think that Sergeant Jackie Down, I think he was the daughter.
Can you remember when that was? Was that during that first 6 weeks or
no,
when
I
you came back?
It
was when you were in that holding company.
Yeah.
So you think you were briefed about what to expect?
Yeah, Berlin, yeah. Because I mean, remember, they still had the zones and sectors in that thing, because they were made in the trench. I think we were doing a good talk on them, like where you had to go and where you had to go. You know, it was a zone that you had to keep out. So, yeah, I think they might be two of those.
And how did you get out there?
Went by train to Harwich, and the ferry over to the Hoop of Holland, and caught a train there. Electric trains, no, it was great. I think it was. It was right on the Russian zone, which had a stop. In them days, you couldn't go through Chernobyl. You had to wait at night to get the train, you know, to go through the Berlin. So we had to pass the time where I forget where it was, Baden-Baden or somewhere, somewhere like that was. And the thing was, when which one? You know, being German. I think we were a drink. I think that was about it.
So the train had to wait at the border with the Russian zone?
Yeah. Tonight. There was a special train from Berlin to Berlin.
Was it an army train?
Yeah, it was an army guards.
What sort of unit were you in at this time then?
Just like a few were platoon, you know, going up to Berlin. They weren't being posted there. It was just like a platoon, I was here. I think we were there. He was an officer. I think his name was. I think he was with her. Because I tell you what, they took out it was a tyre for a sports car for an officer out in Berlin. He wanted this particular thing. I don't remember the lads, I think it was on the first or somebody. We went along there to get on the ferry and I'd hunch. Here on the boat. And we took it out of Berlin. Is this tyre for a sports car?
Apart from tyres for sports cars, what other equipment did you take with you?
You had all your gear. Not a gun. You had your gun. Just your full pattern.
Uniforms.
Yeah.
What sort of gear would... Was this everything you'd been issued with? Were you issued with anything else? Was there any additional equipment issued? Or?
No, not that many. I just thought there'd be issued your shirts, socks, and the tie and the uniform and the set of boots. Because when there's a tail, I have my best boots on, which is the name of that. And the train going through Berlin, going to Berlin, I took them off, stretched out on the seat, and I put them underneath the seat, and anywhere it was a heater. And it went right across the top of my boots. And I got to Berlin, and that was like it. Then when I boiled up, got started all over again. Pulled it out.
Were you still with some of the same men that you joined with initially?
Oh, yeah. Joey Owen and Alan Foster.
From the same, your first few weeks? But some had gone on to other units, hadn't they?
Yeah, some of them, they were sailing for Korea. I think they went to Hong Kong first. They trained there, I think. Because they weren't in Korea very long before they came up on their PS Live and went to Korea. So they weren't there very long, really. But I did see them.
We're just talking about getting up to the Russian sector there. Mm-hmm. How long did you have to wait?
We were there, I would say, all afternoon till it got dark at night.
Were you kept on the train?
No, we just waited for it coming from Berlin. It was a special train.
So a train was sent for you?
Yeah, that was. Luke's going on leave, Luke's going back to Berlin, and I've been on leave, RAF regiment, and all the such as that. So we just wandered about the place, just waiting. All our stuff was in the station.
Did you just wander around the town?
Yeah. I've now got a drink, but I remember getting a drink. It's like a pub buffet, you know, I got out there.
And this was in Germany?
Yeah, Germany. I'm not sure whether we've got some marks or something to go over with, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I remember getting a drink in the pub or something.
So what did you think of this first foreign town? Because I don't think you'd been abroad before then, had you?
Well, I think it was not
bad. Quite exciting, was it?
It was different. You know, the place is different, the language is different. You know, where that was really. So it was really different.
Did you have much contact, first of all, there with the locals? But you can remember?
I think it was a real street.
And you continue the journey at night time?
The day later on, because we did come back to India and come from Germany, the battalion.
Can you remember the date?
I think it was September, that would be September, November, I think it would be November.
November 51.
Yeah, November 51.
And what happened when you got to Berlin?
I think we got to the station then. I think then we were touring then. I think that's when we were told that we had to go there. Like, I went to the air company when I was first there. And Jordi Owen went there. Like, that's good. You know, that's when we were told where we were going. Like, we took it to the, you know, the companies.
That was coming off the train?
Yeah, and I picked it up at this station. And then the companies, like,
so was it a case of someone shouting your name? And
yeah, I think it was, yeah. You know, you're an air company, you're not an air company, you're not an S company, you know, you're not a whole company, or something like that. And they just took me there, and the lads, it was good.
And you were just transported from the station?
The station to the battalion.
Were you still with any of your old friends at this?
Oh, yeah, I was with my own foster there all the time. So, yeah, we did finish up together.
And where were you taken to?
Went to the air company. I think we got our breakfast. And then we had to come back and put it in the passageway.
Where was this?
In the Wavell Barracks.
Wavell Barracks?
Yeah.
Whereabouts was that? Can you remember?
It was right next to, it was in Spandau. The Pierce at Spandau Ballet, next to the prison, Spandau Prison. He had his career there, and he major gallery deal.
And what time of day was this? Was
I was living in the morning.
So had you been travelling all night?
Yeah, I've been travelling all night. I was living out, you know, waiting for a kid, I didn't get to work with.
How many of them would you be at this? This new draft into the air company?
Yeah, other ones in the air company, you know. Didn't have any passage with the major crew.
Sorry, you didn't mention his name, Major?
Donoghue.
Donoghue. Yeah. And what happened then?
Well, he just come along and he saw it to a senior Major Donoghue, and he asked you questions, did he enjoy your journey and all that? And then the next thing, because he was a big sportsman, what sport did he play? Well, he was a boxer. Well, he only asked me, I said, well, he's a footballer. Right, well, we need to try it, and then, we'll be boxing, So we did get a try, Then we got put into our platoons. At that time, we mean only Frosty and Monty, the two platoons, something like
that. And then were you taken to your billets?
Yeah, well, it was just very hard. It was all in one billet there, you know, the air company. And you just took the two platoon there, the PSY there, showing your bed and everything like that, showers and everything like that.
So, how were you received in your new unit?
All right. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be the jury, you're talking about the Derrens. So, really, it was. And the Derrens in there, you know, people from them, so. Where you from, you know, So I think you're mixed in, are you? No, I had Bruce, Teddy Brown, every day. Both story then. I don't know them because I play football again, So I've got to know them like that.
So this was different to your first day in the army?
I think you felt like a soldier then. That's when you went in for march, and that was faster than what we'd done at the training. You know, that's when you found it quicker than your rifle and all that, you know. And you had to learn that the Sergeant Major Gibbons, he was strict, very smart. He took it.
Were you issued with any more uniform or?
No, just guns. What you used to work in, and we did get a rifle.
You were issued with your own rifle at that time?
But you didn't keep me out, there was a place the army in the uniform.
And what were you issued with? Can you
I had a rifle then. 303.
The 303, was that the same as the one you'd used before? Same type?
Mm-hmm. So it was just the same rifle.
So there was no other extra equipment issued at that particular time?
I think I might have I'm not sure whether I got the tin hat or not. I think I went when I went to Berlin, because I couldn't remember it in Berlin. So I think it must have been Berlin, and I looked like the tin hat that we issued with. There was nothing else, not really.
Can you describe the camp? Wavell Camp?
Wavell Barracks.
Wavell Barracks.
It was, in Berlin, it was his own, Hitler's own main place, farm. It was a big one. It was that big, there was two bombers, I mean, there was the Germans and the Black Watch. They were, separated by the wires and that, And I think Spandau was in the middle of it, prison, where Hess was. Yeah, I'm sure there was somebody else in there at that time, in Hess. There was only them in that prison now. But the barracks were right in the middle there, was the football field and the square. And the big, where was the old mills, was up there. And there was another place, the officers used to ride the horses, you know. Round about there was the empty, Captain Mortis and all that, down there. And that's got me out there, do you know? And it was like just a building here, behind that was B company, C company, D company, and an S company. And the hauling company was far below where it was.
So each company had a its own separate accommodation block. What was the accommodation block like?
Well, it was often on like a bone. You know, the team still downstairs and upstairs. But you had one, two, and three to two, and then company headquarters in the same block. So it was about the same building, about the same size.
So two dormitories on the bottom, two on the first floor, a platoon in each.
So when it was an extra, I think it was three floors that it was. Because there was the army and all that, you know, stuff where it was team stuff. And that was on the top floor, I think it was. I think that's where that was it.
And what were the dormitories like?
Oh, all right. I think it used to be about here. England. So really, it was a good bit. You know, it was all right.
What were the beds like?
Well, as you say, the old spring beds, you know, the parlors. They were all right. You had your bed in the sheets, you know. Changing that was once a week, I think it was, and 30 years ago.
What other sort of furniture would you have in?
I had side wardrobe, and I think I had a knitter at the side of the bed. And that was it, I was just keeping things in there.
Was there anything else in the room?
Table, I think it was a table in there. And it was heated well on the side. Well, the heat wasn't like going to the fire in there. No, it was just like a tea light, chairs, you know, for you to sit and do the work.
And how did you keep it clean? Was
We all had our jobs to do, sweeping, dusting, everything, all that, and dusting. I think the team did this inside, I think the Germans did it on the outside. Some of you were in the showers, sometimes you have to do the showers one week, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the sanitation and the cleaning arrangements. Mm. Where were they at?
I think they were on the bottom floor, the showers left. We were on the bottom floor, two for two. And obviously one for two, and there were the showers.
Where were they? Were they in the middle of the two blocks?
Yeah, they were.
So you would have a sort of entrance, you'd come in an entrance with one set of barracks to the left and right, and your toiletries in the middle.
Yeah. So, good, I had lovely showers that year, right? It was a good bike, so.
What was it? Was the buildings old?
Well, it would have been pretty well. It would be Hitler's main bikes in the building, like.
What were they like compared with Borden? Because I think you said there wasn't much hot water at Borden, I remember.
I mean, what you had the German workers, you know. They used to have the boilers for the heating.
So the heating was better as well. And what did you think of that then? Being better than the English setup?
I was settling.
What about cleaning the toilets and that kind of thing? How was that shared out?
Well, I think it was every platoon of the weeks, you know, one to two platoon collections, you had to clean them out, the shower, and but we had only gyms. Did all the work like that in that school. We didn't really do that.
So you had German cleaners and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Would they clean the rooms as well?
No, we kept
your own rooms clean.
Cleaned them.
Was it the same kind of thing, pack inspections and that sort of thing? You know,
yes.
In the dormitories, I'm talking about. I mean, you mentioned before having your kit thrown out of the window at Borden.
I can't remember getting it thrown out there.
Was it not as strict?
It was strict, but I think it wasn't as doing the training. That was when we just learned, you know, how to do it. Well, I think we went away with them, because...
What did you have to do? Can you remember?
Well, you know, then everybody learned, and for your socks, not use that cardboard. You learnt these tricks off the old cell, you know, so you shoot the cardboard, you can make them level straight. Was it you shoot it enough? Like, and block the water suit to make it stand up. You know, these are all the tricks, well, not tricks, it was loud. As long as the bed was good, you know.
So all the blankets had to be folded and in a special way, was it? And that was every day.
Yeah.
Were you inspected every day?
Not every day.
Right. Who would do with that?
Major.
Who was in charge of that particular barrack? Did you have someone in the platoon in the barrack who was in charge?
No, there was just the sergeant major.
Do you remember your corporal?
Brimer, I think it is.
Would he be in the barrack with you?
Yeah, but he was in another room though, yeah, of course. Well, I might tell you, I wasn't in Tapleton very long. I got put at company headquarters. That was the bloke that did the PF secretary. But it was a secretary, not even that. And I used to take if somebody had a big company, I was at the tea and all that. And that's what I did.
Right. We'll probably come on to that. I was just trying to get your thoughts generally at your first arrival there in Berlin, in that particular, in your two company.
I enjoyed it. Because I think Major Dundee, I think he was really good. Like, he was strict. You know, he couldn't do it, you couldn't do it. Put that way. He was strict. He liked his company. He had a good company.
Were most of the mostly conscripts?
Yeah. It was mostly National Service, yes, it was.
Yes, National Service, sorry.
It was only the Northern and Rebels. Yeah, the NM. Don't you really? From the war.
From the Second World War?
Yeah. I think the Sergeant Major had the NM as well. And Gibbons. He was in the North Service. It was a tradition that he started being a major occurrence, and he was trying his best. He just didn't do it well. He was a sergeant major. And he was a good one. Smart boy.
And what was the food like there?
Oh, it was a lot better. Oh, it was good. You know, it was great. We had a long cook, so there was a lot of Germans who used to help. So it was a lot better. I did do a few paid school, but not as much as I did in training, you know, because we were in the battalion then, you know.
Mm. You mentioned having to do the spuds before in the initial training.
But there, really, it was the Germans that were doing the work on the camp.
You said there was, I think you mentioned before, there was a large block where you had your meals.
Yeah.
Was that for the whole battalion? Was did that serve everybody in the camp as well as? Because you mentioned the Black Watch, didn't you?
Well, they were in a different camp. I think we had certain times. We were when CA company went 12 o'clock. You know, B company were 20 past 12 or something like that. And that's when we went down, and then you took your turns early, late, She's independent. You know, she always being in mind. Plenty of room. You know, she's a hell of a size.
And what sort of things did you get to eat there?
I think that was the first time I'd had them, you know, that American, German, Frankfurt, and everything. First time I tasted them, really. I was going to get them in, like, you know, something I've always liked. German sausage, you know. So, that was a good meal, then. Can't say that it was good meals.
And was it the same kind of system as in Borden?
Yeah, you had your Morgan, your knife, fork, and spoon. The plates was there for you, man, the plates. And for you, whatever you get in your main meal, or sweet, or just going along like that. I think we had trays, to be honest. We had a tray for cooking on them. And you just serve them there, because you don't really need them.
What was discipline like in the battalion, then?
Oh, sweet. If you went along there, if I had a deliver something, I didn't just stroll along, you know, I had a march. If I didn't, if I was a bit slouchy, I mean, I've been shouted at many times. Somebody sergeant or sergeant mate, if you knew, put me, you know, so I just straightened up in that march, you know. And, I mean, the square, well, that was off limits. And, what if you caught going across there, taking a shortcut, you know, the MT, could just be head on. Yeah, I think I was caught when I was doing it. And I finished up doubling round, you know, a few times for a little bit. The RSM. You couldn't go on that square. That was his territory. It was like you went on period. So he had to be careful. But it was next to the football ground. So what he did, he went to the football ground. And he was like, no, really.
So I didn't mind you cutting across the football ground. Did you consider the discipline there harsher than your initial training, or?
Well, it was stricter.
Stricter.
Yeah. You couldn't slouch around. Everything had to be perfect. You know, your trousers, everything had to be perfect.
Kit as well.
Yeah.
Was there many inspections?
Well, I don't think there was many there. I think it was on Saturday morning it was. We used to get the CEO's parade and the major's inspection. And I think it was on Saturday morning we used to do it. So it wasn't as bad as the training, I remember about it.
What happens if you had kit missing or it didn't come up to scratch? What sort of...
Well, if you went missing, you had to... You had like they called credits, part of the payment and credits, so you had paper. If you'd lost it, I can't remember getting anything pinched or lost or whatever. I did when I went to Korea. But I can't remember nothing about payment. I can't remember paper or anything. Well, I mean, your money wasn't very much, so.
What sort of money were you on when you went? When you joined your battalion, yeah.
Well, not very much. I think it was about £1, £7 or something then, you know.
Had it gone up from your initial training?
I think it gone up a little bit when I went to battalion. But I'll tell you what I used to do, you know, I used to get cigarette ration.
And you don't smoke?
And I didn't smoke. So what you did, you flogged the marks. My mother, she got on selling as jars of coffee. So I used to throw that with the Germans for marks. But it worked on the building. I still got the money. Cigarettes, I didn't just throw them. Then how do you spend it? You know, some Australians, some that people, or is it just throw them to the Germans?
Well, since you mentioned getting parcels from home, what did you receive many letters?
Oh, I mean, we used to write them.
You wrote regular?
Yeah. Oh, I used to get. I used to get the letters. They were pretty regular. And I used to write pretty regularly, you know, to them what was going on.
And parcels, did you get?
Oh, yeah. I used to send them. I think the letters they went to me, she sent me to the place. It was the old, I don't know if you ever saw it, it was like a block. Gibbs's. I think it was Gibbs's.
In a tin.
I used to use them when I used to go there. So I had 20 socks. I always had 20 socks.